Welcome to episode 227 of the Tent and Thrive podcast, brought to you by Tent and Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. The book of Romans is the longest of the epistles included in the New Testament. It tells us about God, who he is, and what he has done. It tells us of Jesus Christ, what his death accomplished. It tells us about ourselves, what we were like without Christ, and who we are after trusting in Christ. Paul points out that God did not demand men have their lives straightened out before coming to Christ. While we were still sinners, Christ died on a cross for our sins. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. The gospel of Jesus Christ. No, I'm not afraid. If it's Tuesday, it's time for another top 10 list.
Today's top 10 list.
10 themes from the book of Romans.
Number 1.
All people are sinners and need to be saved from their sin. Genesis 3 describes Adam and Eve's rebellion against God and against his command. Since that time, sin has been passed down through all the generations of humanity, and we, Adam's descendants, have inherited sin from him. Romans 5 verse 12 tells us that through Adam, sin entered the world, and so death is passed on to all humanity because the wages of sin is death.
Number 2.
There is a great difference between accepting the law of Moses as God's standard of righteousness and making that same law the means to earning your own salvation by the work of law-keeping. While the law is good and holy, only Christ can remove sin and overcome its power.
Number 3.
Through the righteousness of God, sin is judged and salvation is provided. Romans 3 verses 21 to 24. But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bear witness to it, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Those two words, but now, offer a powerful transition, a glorious transition from the judgment of Romans 3 verse 20 to the justification of Romans 3 verse 21. But now speaks of the newness of God's work in Jesus Christ. It really is a new covenant. Paul offers a contrast between a time of sin and condemnation and a new reality, the now of salvation made possible by the sacrifice of Christ. Being witnessed by the law and the prophets reminds us that there is still continuity with God's work in former times. The law cannot save us, but God reveals a life-saving righteousness apart from the law. This is the essence of God's plan of salvation in Jesus Christ. It is a salvation that is offered apart from the law, apart from our own earning and deserving, apart from our own merits. With the coming of Jesus Christ, a new age of redemptive history has begun.
Number 4.
The atoning death of Jesus Christ is central to God's plan of salvation. In speaking of how Abraham's faith was counted to him as righteousness, Paul writes in Romans 4 verses 23 to 25, but the words "it was counted to him" were not written for his sake alone, but for ours also. It will be counted to us who believe in him who raised from the dead, Jesus our Lord, who was delivered up for our trespasses and raised for our justification. Romans 5 verses 8 to 9 adds, but God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since therefore we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. And Romans 5 verse 17, for if because of one man's trespass, that is the original sin of Adam, death reigned through that one man, much more will those receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ.
Number 5.
Justification is by faith alone. Romans 5 verse 1, therefore having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 5 verses 8 to 10, but God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son, much more having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Paul, writing about the gospel, says this in Romans 1 verse 17, for in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith for faith, as it is written, the righteous shall live by faith.
Number 6.
Those who are in Christ Jesus have a sure hope of future glory. Romans 5 verses 2 to 5. Through him we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. More than that, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us.
Number 7.
By the power of the Holy Spirit, those who have died with Christ live a new life. Romans 6 verses 5 to 7. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. For one who has died has been set free from sin.
Number 8.
God is sovereign in salvation. He works all things according to his plan. Romans 9 verse 18, so then he has mercy on whomever he wills, and he hardens whomever he wills.
Number 9.
God fulfills his promises to both Jews and Gentiles. Romans 8 verse 32, he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Romans 6 verse 23, for the wages of sin is death, then comes a promise. But the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Paul uses the example of Abraham to accentuate this point. Romans 4 verses 20 to 21. No unbelief made him waver concerning the promise of God, but he grew strong in his faith as he gave glory to God, fully convinced that God was able to do what he promised.
Number 10.
Because of God's grace, Christians should be morally pure, should show love to their neighbors, should be good citizens, and should welcome their fellow believers into warm fellowship. Romans 12 verses 1 to 2. I appeal to you therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Father, thank you for the themes from the book of Romans. Help us to deeply understand them so that we may be more closely drawn to you. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.